And welcome back to another episode of Quarantine with Josie and
Mac.
This is, sorry if we don't sound very enthusiastic, but this is take three of the intro segment. The first time we did it all, we listened to it, and it was just like this. The second time we did it, and in the middle, like a screen time limit popped up on my phone that I think I accidentally put there. If that happens again, I'm going to be really mad. So who knows if this will even be coming through to you guys, but I hope it is, because if not, this podcast might not be happening.
We're recording at 10 o'clock at night, by far the latest we've ever recorded.
I'm tired. I still have homework to do. If I sound like angry, you know why.
We're sorry. We're trying not to. We're trying to stay positive here.
Yeah, but when you repeat everything for the third time, it's like hard. Okay, anyways, though, rabbit is what I said when I woke up this morning, because it's the first of the month, and that's like a little good luck kind of thing you do at the first of the month. Oh. It's almost like an inside joke now, because I've said it so many times. Anyways.
And I had never heard of the rabbit. Apparently, you're supposed to say it right when you wake up for good luck. So yeah. I haven't had good luck for any month of my life, because I did not know that was a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Until today.
That's a thing. Now you know. So you'll have to do it July 1st, I guess. This morning, I went on a 11-mile run. So that was like my go, Josie kind of moment. But I guess.
Very impressive, to be honest. You can imagine longest you've ever ran, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I woke up at like 6... No, I woke up at 7:15 this morning. So you can see why I'm a little tired now. Like, I just want to go to sleep. But I'm fine. Okay, so over the week, I went on a few different, like, runs. Although, not really on the weekends. I went on a bike ride on Saturday. I had my first real beach day yesterday. At Gooseberry, which was kind of fun because it was, like, really open. And everybody, on, like, the walkway when you walk in, you have to wear masks. And everybody wore a mask, which is nice. But we were actually driving there today. It was a lot colder today, so we didn't stay as long. But we had to pull over to check and make sure we had masks, which is kind of a thing that I feel like has been happening. Like, a lot.
Yeah, there used to be, like, a meme of, like, checking your pockets, like, make sure you have everything when you leave. But now, like, you have to check your face to make sure you remember your mask.
Make sure you got the mask somewhere, yeah, because I do forget it a lot. And then I'm like, oh, now I have to go back and get it. It's kind of annoying because it's just another thing to remember. But what else? Oh, another thing I did today was, like, the Boosters Club kind of thing, which is, like, sort of like an athletic, I don't know. They give money to Rogers, I think. It's sort of like an organization that my mom's a part of. Like the parents, maybe?
Kind of like the PTO.
And basically today they gave out a bunch of different scholarships to kids. And what they did was, like, we all drove to, like, there was 40 kids, different kids, and you'd, like, drive to their house, come out, two people would hold a banner, one person would take photos, and then, like, our athletic director would, like, announce their names and stuff. So we went around and did that. I actually left after, like, 2 hours. But my mom literally drove around for 6 hours doing that.
Wow. Mad respect to her. That's awesome.
I know. That's cool. It wasn't just her. Like, a bunch of them did. But, like, that is a lot of driving.
For the kids, man. For the kids.
Yeah, for the kids. Gotta do it for the kids. What else? I feel like I had more to say before, and now I just kind of forget everything.
It's all right. It's late.
I have it here. Oh, what is it? Oh, yesterday we had a fire at the Lisa's, like a fire pit, and then the Lisa's being Mac's house, and then Mac's Marty came out, and yeah, Mac wasn't there, and she was like, I smell rubber burning, like, did you guys put something in the fire? And we were like, no, so then we were all looking around, like, it's something burning, and then someone was like, oh my gosh, and we looked over, and there was just, like, so much smoke coming from sort of like the front yard, and I guess a neighbor's shed had been caught on fire from a grill, I think.
Yeah, I think it was a grill.
And so that was kind of crazy, and the smoke was wild. So that was like a little nobody was hurt, so it was just more of a little neighborhood excitement. All of the Fifth Ward was, like, out washing. So it was kind of funny. Today, we also went to a vigil.
Yeah, we went to a vigil for George Floyd in Newport that some local community leaders had organized, and they wanted to call it a vigil instead of a protest. They emphasized it was an hour of peace, yeah. which I thought was nice.
Mm-hmm. It was sort of a different approach, which was, it's interesting just to see everyone's different approaches, and it was just a good, I just thought really the main part of it that I took out of it was just kind of the gathering of the community, all like standing together, which was a good thing. And everybody wore their masks on a different note, which was good.
Yeah.
And just, you know, we just want to say that we can't really speak on the subject of like what it means to be African American and like police brutality because we've never experienced it, obviously. And because we're white, we don't really have those fears, but, you know, obviously we stand with those people, and I think that we and hopefully all of you listeners want police brutality to end. It's a terrible thing, and as for the protesters, I think that at this point, these incidents have just happened so many times that they're fed up quite rightfully, and they're just, you know, they've tried peace, and now some are resorting to violence, and they're like, how can we get leaders' attention, and how can we make a change? So It really is a tough thing, but, you know, we just got to keep hope.
It is time for change.
It is, exactly.
And some people just need to get their voices heard however they can, so...
Yeah.
Like you said, it's not really our place to comment on it, as we are not African American, but we do stand with them. So
yeah, we can all, regardless of color, we can all, you know, stand together. I think that's really important. So
yes.
Moving on to.
So for my.
Oh, weekend. Sorry. I totally just said my weekend and then just like skipped yours, guys. It was like it flowed so well in that first episode. Just think everything that goes wrong in this one, it's just like perfect in the last.
Just remember that we had a perfect episode that you guys will never get to hear.
Yeah.
So I just got out of quarantine today, which was nice. I'm gonna be able to sleep in my own bed tonight. But yeah, so I was in quarantine for the whole weekend, so I didn't really do much. Did some reading, watched some movies, you know, watched some Survivor. So yeah, my weekend wasn't that exciting. I went for some walks, went for some rollerblades, and moved out of quarantine. But I'm officially back with my family.
So that's kind of exciting, you know. June 1st is a big day here in Newport because all of, like, the restaurants and everything are sort of reopening. 50% capacity.
Right? There's also no longer a mandatory quarantine from out-of-staters.
Yeah, so things are changing. Hopefully it works out for the best. on CNN.com, just some, like, coronavirus updates, it's actually interesting because there's, like, I went on CNN.com earlier, and they had, like, you know, the updates, and then I just went on, and they were like, our live updates are now here. So in the past 6 minutes, things have changed, which is kind of interesting. what you need to know. The numbers, more than 6.2 million cases of COVID-19 have been reported worldwide, including at least 375,000 deaths. That is absolutely insane, according to Johns Hopkins University. You know, I read these numbers twice a week pretty much on the podcast, but every time it's still hard to believe.
It's still jarring, yeah.
Exactly. Countries ease restrictions. Thailand, India, and Mexico are among nations relaxing coronavirus restrictions. Rio de Janeiro will also begin opening some non-essential businesses and activities. In the U.S., more than 1.8 million cases have been recorded, including over 105,000 deaths. So, also wild. And so, yeah, you know, just some different updates.
Yeah, a couple different updates there.
Kind of random.
Yeah, one thing on the coronavirus that I always think about is with Rhode Island and other states loosening, like opening up even more. What are the numbers going to look like in 2 weeks? And then on top of that, all the protests going on with large gatherings like ours that we went to today, everyone was actually, I was impressed with how well everyone socially distanced themselves and wore masks. I don't think I saw a single person not in a mask, but I know in other states, that's not really the case with the protests. And so it is kind of like, are we going to see a spike? And if we don't, then is that a sign that maybe the warmer weather does help? So,
who knows? So, but definitely don't count on it because there are, like, countries in South America that are warm and
exactly
still have a lot of cases. So, what was I going to say? Oh, something that also just popped up was, like, schools in Hong Kong reopen after 4 months. And it's, like, a little video. But that's basically what our interview is about today.
Relatable. Good segue here.
Yeah. It's what our interview is about today because I interview my two nieces who live in Hong Kong. I had already interviewed my brother a while back, but they basically are going back to school. So they talk a little bit about that. And this is sort of a hopeful podcast because Hong Kong is really reopening. And hopefully we will be there soon as well. All right, if this intro episode doesn't work, then quarantine may no longer be a thing because I might throw my phone across the wall and then it'll break. So we want to something to record on. Anyway.
So let's get into the interview.
Yeah, woo. All right, hi guys. It's Josie here, and today I'm going to be interviewing my nieces. You guys want to introduce yourself?
I'm Jamie. And this is Clara.
Hi, I'm 11 years old.
And I'm 9 years old.
All right, nice. And where do you guys live?
In Hong Kong.
All right, okay. So let's start out with the beginning of sort of the lockdown. So when the coronavirus like first began and countries started locking down, where were you guys?
We were in
Canada.
Oh, yeah, Canada.
Okay, so so you guys were in Canada. So then, where did you go from Canada?
So after we were in our school holidays, and they extended. Well, after it ended, they said we had to start e-learning for 12 weeks because of the coronavirus, and we couldn't go back into school. So we said that we should go to England and stay with our grandmas.
Nice. Okay. So you guys actually went to England and were you guys staying there with your dad or was it just you guys staying with your grandparents?
It was just us two.
Partly for the first 3 weeks it was with my dad, but when we realized that they extended it even longer, we went to stay with our grandma so our dad could go back to Hong Kong with Jackson.
And then you guys actually went to school for a short time in England, right?
Yeah,
we went to Long Acre School, and, yeah.
For how long?
For 3 weeks.
And what did you guys think of that, going to school, to the new school?
It was very different, because we had to change classes for every lesson, and we made lots of new friends.
And there were school lunches, and school snacks.
It was not very nice.
Do you guys not have school lunches in Hong Kong?
No.
Only the senior schools have a choice to get them.
Oh, so you bring your own.
Bring our packed lunch.
Okay, so how long, and then when you guys came home, you guys had to go into quarantine, right?
Yeah, but my dad and my mom flipped a coin to see who would be with us in our quarantine, and my dad did it, and then he picked us up on the airport. And then we went home, and then over 2 weeks for our quarantine, we builded a 500-piece puzzle.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty impressive. That's a lot of pieces. That takes a lot of time, but I guess you had time, right? So that works. Did you do anything else?
Yeah, and then after, and in our quarantine also,
Oh yeah. We had a camp in my bedroom in a tent.
Oh, that's fun.
With mattresses.
You guys inspired us. We put a tent up in our house too.
Cool.
Oh yeah. And we baked lots of cookies.
Oh, nice. What's your favorite kind of cookie?
Oatmeal chocolate chip.
The packet mix.
Oh, well, that's good too. So you guys, were you allowed to leave the house or see anybody at all when you were in quarantine?
No, we were in quarantine. But we had to have this tracker thing on our wrist. We got it when we got into Hong Kong, and it would tell the government if we left the house. So we had to stay in our house.
Wow, that's kind of crazy. So that's interesting that they were very serious about it. And then, so recently they started kind of opening everything back up though, right? And you guys are out of quarantine?
We're in school again.
But when we were, before school had started in e-learning, we had a puzzle for my mum's friend's company. And it was lots of things of Hong Kong, and it was 1,000 pieces. And then we framed it, and it's upstairs.
Wow, that's impressive. 1,000 pieces. I could not do that. So, speaking of online learning, what kind of things did you guys do for online learning? So, what grades are you in?
I'm in year 6.
And I'm in year 4.
So, for me, technically, we were learning about this book called The Northern Lights, and we had to, write our own version of a chapter, so we had to follow on from the story and introduce ourselves into it. So we did stuff about that. And for topic, we did a website called Century Tech, where it, gives you, your teacher can set online things for you to complete, a quiz, and we did some of that for maths as well.
So was it ever hard trying to, figure out what you had to do, or were you pretty good at it for the internet?
It was okay, but sometimes every day we had at least 2 Zoom calls with our teacher, so we asked them questions then, and we also had comments to ask them.
And sometimes for me, for math, I did times table rock tiles, but sometimes I had to, print out some worksheet that he gave us and did it. And then also, for English, at the beginning I had to write a TED talk.
Oh wow.
And it was about the plight of the orangutans and climate change and palm oil.
That's cool. I'd like to read that sometime. You should send it to me.
I recorded myself.
Oh, you recorded yourself? Okay, you gotta send me the video then. I wanna see it. Okay, so going back to when did you guys first get back to school?
I started first, it was last week, on Wednesday, I went back to school for my first half day.
Yeah.
And Jamie went back on this Monday.
So, what are the half days like? What are the half days for? Do they split up when students go?
So, we go to school, and then we get out of the car, and we have to wear our masks all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to sanitize our hands regularly. And our seats are really,
we have our own desk.
Yeah.
And they're 1 meter apart from each other. And we have our own tray on the desk with all our stationery and then our books and our
hats
and everything.
Yeah. And then, in our art room, that we have exactly the same as our classroom, but less tables. But 2 people sit on a table, but there's a divider because we don't have enough space in the art room to do 1 meter for every person.
Mm-hmm.
So then we just have a divider.
So are they splitting up what times kids go, or are you guys all there at the same time?
Next week on Monday, so this coming Monday, Jackson's going back to school. So at first went year 6 and year 5, then year 4 and year 3, and then now it's year 2 and year 1 going back on Monday. But receptions aren't going back. So in break time, when we go up, when we walk, we have to keep our masks on and social distance. So we do our break time at different times. So from 10 to 10:15, it's year 6 and year 4 going, and then at 10:15,
and then we come back,
have our snack.
I'll have our snack, and then the year 5 and year 3s go and play.
So for your snack, do you just sit at your desk and eat your snack?
We're on the sky pitch. We are sat on sky
because we're not allowed.
Oh no, you're frozen. Say that again.
Because we're not in our classrooms. Because we're not allowed to eat where we work.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. So, what's the sky pitch?
It's a 250-meter track. It's like a running track, and then in the middle, it's a football pitch where we play.
Nice.
It's on the roof of the school.
So, has it been kind of hard not being able to like play with your friends while you're?
Yeah,
and we've come up with some really cool games to play.
Yeah, and I
without touching each other
and staying 1 meter apart, and also
And yeah, when we eat our snacks, we have to put our mask in a little bag that we bring up, and we have to face the front and no talking while we eat.
Oh wow. Explain one of the games that you've made up.
Me and my friend have taken a game called Granny Steps, where somebody stands by a wall and faces the wall, and everyone else is like on a marked line, and then they have to walk. But if I turn around, they have to freeze, and if I see anybody move, they have to go back to the start. And then, because in the original game, if you want to win, you have to touch the granny on the back. But instead, because normally you don't have to do it on a wall, but to make our game work, you have to do it on a wall. And then, so you just walk up, instead of touching the granny, you have to touch the wall 1 meter away from her.
Oh, that's smart. I like that. Did you guys make that up?
Yeah.
That's a smart... I like that. That's a good way to do it. And then how about going out to a dinner at restaurants? What's that like?
So they've recently just changed the social grouping to 8 people. So, but all the tables are 2 meters apart. So now we can finally sit together when we go out.
So before, did you guys have to separate, like, as a family?
Yeah, since it was, like, 4 people.
Oh, wow, that's tough. Even though you live together?
Yeah. It was annoying.
So you had to, like, flip a coin to see who had to sit alone?
I was the one who got dumped on the other table. But then my dad felt sorry for me, so he kicked it with me.
Oh, that's good. That'd be sad if you had to eat all alone. So I feel like we've covered everything. Is there anything else that you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah. And at school, our masks, like, boil off. And in PE, it's kind of strange because we have to stay 1 meter apart, but we're allowed to take off our masks.
Because it's, yeah.
But we have to stay spread out between everyone.
So what kind of things do you do in PE?
We have to learn.
We're both playing cricket,
but we're not really playing cricket because we can't really play cricket.
So we're doing like exercises. And
so we have to first like throw a ball over a badminton net, and then we also played this game for cricket where I forgot what they're called, those things with those
bats. No, the stumps.
The stumps. Yeah, and then there's a cone and like.
It's kind of like rounders, but you have to throw the ball somewhere and all the other people have to try to catch it.
And
while they're trying to get it, you have to
run to how many
wicket and the cone.
But don't touch the wicket or the cone.
And so I know you said that your masks spoil your faces. So how hot is it in Hong Kong right now?
It's pretty hot because it's getting close to the summer.
It is the summer.
Like what kind of temperature?
30 degrees.
I wonder how much... 30 degrees Celsius. I don't know the transition to Fahrenheit, but so pretty hot. So will you find that when you're in school wearing your masks, is it sometimes hard to breathe?
Our classrooms are cold, which is very nice. But on the sky pitch, when you're running around, it gets super hot. And yes, I find it hot to breathe sometimes.
Oh, I also remember something from PE. And in PE, but you're boiling hot after it and like you're all sweaty. But then like when you go to put your mask back on, it's like torture on your face.
Oh, yeah, I bet. That stinks. I wonder if you guys are going to start getting rashes. Do you have nice masks, though, like comfortable ones?
Yeah, they're really soft.
That's good.
Only the government government masks are soft. The other one, my mask broke twice yesterday, one of my ones.
So what'd you do?
When I get home, I clean my face.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, well, thank you guys so much. How about you, Al? Do you have anything to say?
No, I think life is basically slowly turning back to normal here. So when Jackson will be back at school next week, I'm back at work full-time. About 50% of the office are back at work. Siobhan's back at work full-time. So, I mean, Hong Kong really is pretty much back to normal now. I think the only thing is that obviously anyone that comes into Hong Kong has to do a two-week mandatory quarantine and gets tested. Mm-hmm. So that's the only thing is kind of travel in and out of Hong Kong. But apart from that, Hong Kong is pretty much back to normal.
Wow. And how many cases have you guys had in Hong Kong?
We've had hardly any imports. I think we've had about 1,020 total cases and four deaths in total.
Four deaths?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And we've had no new domestic cases for ages. So it's all like imported cases, people arriving in Hong Kong with coronavirus. That's the only sort of new cases we're getting. So we're pretty much under control and back to normal, I would say.
That's great. This is the episode that's supposed to give us hope.
There's hope. There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you guys so much. That was great. And I'll call you guys again later, not on the podcast, so we can just talk.
Okay.
All right? Good talking to you. Bye. Aw, so that was great. I don't get to hear from my nieces and my brother all that much because they live in Hong Kong, but I think it was really interesting to hear just about that and about what's going on in Hong Kong and how things are really looking up for them. They're getting back to school and all that other stuff, so I think that's great. And also, I think they were some of my youngest interviewees, so I always love to get that. Let's get back into the rest of the episode. All right, great interview. Welcome back. Now we are going to get into the questions.
All right, we have some, we have a couple answers from our Instagram. We asked you guys, what is your favorite ice cream topping? And Paul Lee's responded, whipped cream. Which is a classic. That's very big in our household. Paul's my dad, if you guys remember. And whipped cream is kind of like the number one, like, topping, like, when we just have ice cream at our house. I don't really order it when I go to an ice cream place, but regardless. Maggie responded chocolate syrup, which I've personally never been a fan of because it just turns vanilla ice cream into chocolate ice cream.
But some people like that.
Some people do like that. Just a personal preference of mine. Gwen responded caramel, or a hard chocolate shell. So, yeah, chocolate dip. Love to get that from Frosty Freeze. Kaylee Fry responded hot fudge 100%. Anna Murphy also responded hot fudge, which is similar to chocolate syrup. So, that's my thoughts. Catherine Colley responded Jimmy's. And Mary Lee's responded, rainbow sprinkles. Nice. So, you know, a lot of the classics in there, nothing too fancy going on, but all good answers. My bad. I accidentally hit play on my music. We're going to get copyright infringement from Drake now.
It's okay. I think we're already getting copyrighted from It's the End of the World as We Know It, so.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just hope this podcast never gets really big. That would be a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Lawsuit's coming for us.
Anyways, now for our questions. What did you eat for dinner last night? Guys, can I just say, I'm on mantelligence.com. That's where I'm getting my questions. But we have gone through every question on every site that is for questions. So send in questions.
The hardest part of this podcast is finding new questions. We both just read them off and we're like, oh, wait, we've done that one.
Yeah,
oh, wait,
I mean, think about it. There's been like 60 episodes and 3 questions per episode. That's a lot of questions, okay? Just saying.
Yeah, just saying.
So don't send judge us some. And don't judge us that they're bad. Don't judge us that our first question is, what did you eat for dinner last night?
What I ate for dinner last night was Sunday. So I had pizza. And it's a nice homemade pizza that my dad or mom, I'm not sure which one, made for me. So,
it's a nice pepperoni pizza. Are you sure it wasn't Jane?
I'm pretty sure it wasn't Jane. It might have been Jane. but pepperoni pizza is what I had last night. It was delicious.
I actually also had pizza, but mine was from Imbruglio's.
Oh, fantastic.
It was really yummy.
Imbruglio's is really good. Shout out Imbruglio's.
Question number two, where do you work?
So, I work at Gooseberry Beach, as mentioned previously. I was a lifeguard for many a years. I think 6 years I was a lifeguard. And now I'm a parking lot attendant. I like to tell people I'm the third assistant manager. More like fourth, probably, but I like to tell people third. So, yeah, that's my job.
So I work at Harvest, which is like a coffee sandwich place, and I'm kind of the cashier / acai bowl maker. But I'm not sure if I'm working there this summer. I might be kind of helping my sister with her children. But I don't really know yet. You know, these are kind of strange times, so who knows?
I know. I also worked at Harvest one day a year, or one day a week. One day a year. And I'm thinking I might text the boss man over there and see if he needs me again.
Yeah, it's a good place. Highly recommend for acai bowls, coffee, and sandwiches, people.
Breakfast sandwiches from there.
Yeah, breakfast sandwiches are, like, really good. Okay, what was our last one?
The last one is the one I believe I have, which is from Conversation Starters
World.
ConversationStartersWorld.com.
Yeah, no, I already know the website name because, you know.
What's the most recent show you've binge-watched?
So does binge-watch mean you made it through the whole season?
Made it through the whole season, and I think the binge means, like, you watched it very quickly, like...
Okay.
You know?
So I think mine is Never Have I Ever, maybe?
Is that a good one?
Yeah, I mean, it was okay, but...
Yeah, I mean...
It was only, like, one season, and I saw it on Netflix, and then I watched it, and then it was, like... You know when it goes on to another show, and I was like, whoa, I just finished that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think it was two nights.
For me, it's... Most recently, binge watched a Survivor season.
Oh, love it!
But like, besides that, it would be Outer Banks. I watched that in like 3 days.
Yeah, we show.
We love Outer Banks. Fantastic show.
Wow, fantastic might be a bit of an exaggeration.
Even though the acting's not the best or anything, but you know. Oh my God,
Mac again. Mac!
Why does it keep... I'm not even pressing anything right now. Let me just exit out of Spotify.
Mac's really trying to get sued right now.
I know. I don't know why that just happened.
Anyways, so... I think I have the book of positive things.
Oh, positive thoughts. Love that. I don't have my quote book. I had to look up my own quote. Can you believe it?
Where's your quote book?
Well, I have it somewhere, but it's in, like, when I packed up from quarantine, it's...
You brought the quote book with you? That's kind of fun.
Well, my dad delivered it to me. I asked him for books, and he was like, here's a quote book, and I was like, okay. Mm. Wanted to help the podcast vibe.
Oh, that's nice. Do you have yours?
My quote? Yeah. Do you want to do happiness first or quotes first?
Yeah, I can't find the happiness books.
So. Okay. We'll just do quotes then. So my quote is, the way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you gotta put up with the rain. Dolly Parton said that, legend, and just a very good quote, you know? Sometimes you have to put up with the rain to get to the rainbow.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
What?
Okay. Sorry. I just, internet. For to be free is not merely to cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedom of others. Nelson Mandela. You know, Nelson Mandela, great man.
Can't go wrong with some Mandela.
Great quote. Okay.
All right.
I think that's it, right? I think that's everything.
Yeah, I think we're good. We're going to have to find that happy book for the next episode.
Yeah, guys, I don't know. It's in one of my drawers. Got a lot of junk around here.
It's all right.
Okay, you guys are great. Stay positive. Keep hope. And keep working for a more equal world together. And also, obviously, wear your masks. And... Stay safe.